Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, just a little bit ago, my coworkers, Becky and Cindy and I, were talking about May Day, and they said, you know, you should do your program on that today. And guess what? That's what we're doing. And we'll come back and talk a little more about those memories. Hopefully, when I say May Day, you're going to start dredging up some memories of past days when May baskets were really important. But before we do that, kind of on a serious side, this is International Workers' Day, and in celebration of laborers and working classes, that is promoted by the international labor movement. And many countries have had huge gatherings. Russia used to have, I don't think it does now, a huge parade. And it was started, actually, the Workers' Day, by the socialists and communists of the Second International to commemorate the Haymarket Affair in Chicago, which was a big riot and a number of people got killed. That happened in 1886. So for many countries, this would be similar to our Labor Day that we celebrate in September. But it is a serious celebration in many ways. And I think I heard on the news this morning that in Turkey that was causing, again, a riot and some deaths and so on. So it is a very political kind of thing, emotional kind of thing on the serious side of celebrating the International Workers' Day. Well, besides May baskets, what else do you think of when you hear the word or words May Day? Well, it is, of course, an international distress call that, you know, May Day means that somebody is in trouble, usually on the water. And it is internationally used as a distress signal in the voice procedure radio communication. It comes from French words meaning come help me. And the last two syllables of that French words sounded similar to May Day, and so therefore it kind of just got moved over to May Day. It's used to signal a life-threatening emergency primarily by mariners, and aviators. But in some countries, local organizations such as police forces, firefighters, and transportation organizations also use that term. So when we say it together, May Day, it is an emergency kind of sound. Well, that term, May Day, also is the name of a town in Colorado, and it is the name of a music festival, an electronic music festival, and it is the name of several bands, an American band and a Taiwanese band, and there are a number of albums with the title both as it used together, altogether, May Day, as well as being two words with the capital M and capital D. About half a dozen albums by various people, none of whom I recognize, I must say, but there are albums out with that May Day title. And then there are also songs, a whole group of songs. Again, probably not ones that have been on the hit parade very often, but Elvis Perkins from Ash Wednesday, that's the name of a group, had a song, May Day, quite a list of songs titled May Day. Also, there's a movie titled May Day, and that's an emergency type movie where a plane is struck by a missile. And also May Day, a Canadian documentary series about airliner disasters. Fictional characters, well, James Bond, you watch all the James Bond movies, there was a character in the film A View to Kill called May Day, and Sam May Day Malone was the character on Cheers, the TV series. Also in literature, so you know that May Day, either used as one word or two words, has a whole lot of history behind it. And like most celebrations, most days that we think are special, it has a long, long history. May Day is related to the Celtic festival when May Day falls a half of a year from November 1st, another cross-quarter day, which is also associated with Northern European celebrators. And the origins of course, are pre-Christian times with the festival of Flora, the Roman goddess of flowers. Therefore, those flowers, that idea, the Roman goddess of flowers, carries over into what we may have thought of when we put together a May basket. And in some countries, there are May queens, you know, the big celebration where there's dancing, and the May queen, of course, always has a crown of flowers. There's also dancing around the Maypole. Did any of the listeners ever do that when you were a child? I think especially at country schools where there was a flagpole, they did a May Day celebration and danced around the flagpole. But I know there are other groups that have actually set up a special pole. And, you know, you don't just dance around the flagpole. It's in a certain pattern so that you wind the ribbons that you're carrying around the pole. So it ends up to be a pretty pole. Now, as we mentioned, this May Day goes on in a lot of different countries in a lot of different ways. The May Day bank holiday on the first Monday in May was traditionally the only one to affect the state school calendar. This is in Great Britain, although new arrangements in some areas have changed that to Easter Monday, which also is a bank holiday then. So it depends on where you are living, what kind of celebration you have. And I'm wondering, as we talk about, you know, the May Day celebration with the baskets and all that kind of thing has sort of disappeared. Used to be, you put together a basket, you made some homemade goodies, maybe popcorn, what, candy, bars, cookies, and put them in your May basket and delivered them to friends and neighbors. And when you did that, and this was mostly the kids doing this, and knocked on the door and ran away, because you weren't supposed to let people know who was delivering the May basket. Well, as we were visiting, we said that probably isn't going to happen today for a number of reasons. You know, people, parents want to know when their kids get candy and cookies and so on, who made them. Otherwise, they're probably going to go in the garbage. So having a basket left at the door with goodies in it that you don't know who it came from probably is not going to happen. But maybe we ought to think about the celebration of May Day, and especially if you know some older folks who are maybe on the lonely side, don't get a lot of company, delivering a May basket, whether you deliver it and let them see who it is or you deliver it and do it as a surprise. Either way, what a nice way to bring a lot of different memories. I think if you start to talk to people who were growing up a few years ago, they will have stories about all of the May Day kinds of things that happened. And hopefully mostly good, but maybe some not so good. Now, one of the traditions was if you caught somebody leaving the basket, you were to chase them down and give them a kiss. Now, if you were little kids, that was like, oh, we don't want to do that. So an alternative, as Becky says, is you just hit them on the arm, maybe instead of a kiss if you caught them. So lots of traditions, lots of things as you go back in your life to think about May Day traditions. And, you know, it's kind of a nice break. We did have Easter celebration, but otherwise, between Christmas and 4th of July, how many kind of fun holidays are there where you could just kind of enjoy the holiday without doing lots of decorations, lots of those kinds of things? Just do a few baskets and deliver them. And the basket could be a fancy basket, or it could even just be a brown paper sack with a flower drawn on it. It doesn't have to be something fancy, but it could be something that would bring a lot of great memories and a lot of thankfulness into people's lives. So, you know, you weren't ready for May Day today. Hey, it's still May tomorrow. You could still do it and say, hey, I'm just remembering May Day and wanted to share this with you. So, hope you had some good memories of May Day. And until next time, I have a thought that actually we should have said when we were talking about Easter. But I like it, so I wanted to share it anyhow. It's from C.S. Lewis. Says, it may be hard for an egg to turn into a bird. It would be a jolly sight harder for it to learn to fly while remaining an egg. We are like eggs at present, and you cannot go on indefinitely being just an ordinary decent egg. We must be hatched or go bad.